Let's go now to an island not far from our studio here in Southern California. As the 1950s hit song put it, 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is a-waiting for me. It's a famously romantic destination and an unlikely place for a herd of wild bison far from their native prairie. Over the years, Catalina's bison have paired off and reproduced so much, officials are tackling the problem of overpopulation now with birth control. NPR's Kirk Sigler paid a visit.
It's a bone-jarring ride as our open-air Jeep winds and climbs, twists and turns for miles into Catalina Island's vast interior. 2,000 feet up, and the deep blue of the Pacific comes back into view, if you squint, even downtown L.A. But we're not here for the views.
It's a really common place to see a bison, right? You'll see them in groups, and then it's solitary males very frequently in this stretch of road.
This is one of our guides, John Mack. He's chief conservation officer for the private Catalina Island Conservancy, which manages most of the land here.
Right on cue.
Principal.
Sure enough, there on the ridge of a hill blanketed with California scrub oak trees, a scruffy-looking lone male bison. Biologist Julie King chimes in from the back seat, and she's in charge of managing Catalina's bison herd.
It is an interesting thing to see. And
yeah, interesting. A wild animal from the Great Plains on an island off the coast of California. It's like we've stepped into a scene from a low-budget movie. Well, in some ways, we have. See, way back in 1924, a Hollywood crew brought 14 bison to this island for a film shoot. The movie, it never got made. The bison, they got left behind.
Logistically, probably it was too difficult, and I'm guessing they thought bison were a lot like cattle, that you could turn them loose and you could herd them fairly easily and keep them confined into a spot.
You can't. They jump fences or they plow right through them. And with no natural predators, their population exploded. At one point, there were more than 600 here. That's when the Conservancy sprang into action. There was some hunting, but mostly they paid to ship excess bison by barge over to the mainland and eventually to tribes in South Dakota. So lately, Julie King and her team have discovered a new, cheaper solution, contraception.
So in order to load a dart,
bison birth control in the form of a dart that King is loading into the chamber of a rifle.
Because you're watching? No problem. Yes.
Yeah, pressure's on.
The dart holds a needle with a contraceptive vaccine called PZP.
Bullseye.
On a pillow propped up on a plastic chair 30 yards away. King is demonstrating what she actually does every spring, on foot, sometimes miles away from the safety of a Jeep, by the way.
You have to be careful, because they will charge.
Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
All in a day's work. But King says the risk is worth it. The birth control program is yielding some impressive early results. They've managed to bring the herd all the way down to 150 animals, the number they consider sustainable. No more shipping, no more hunting, no more culling. And that's getting people's attention in places where bison are a problem, like Yellowstone National Park.
The problem is reproduction. You can remove animals till the cows come home, and you haven't solved the problem.
J. Kirkpatrick runs the Science and Conservation Center at Zoo Montana. He hopes the successes on Catalina Island will bolster support for a similar solution in Yellowstone. The herd there is also too big for the park, and right now bison that roam outside it and onto land grazed by cattle are often shot.
There, I would institute a program where you just cruise around the park with a cooler full of vaccine and darts in your gun, and you know what happens when they get out on the road. They won't even get out of the way of vehicles. You could sit in your vehicle and just dart away.
Kirkpatrick is being a little facetious, of course, but he says the PZP vaccine has been successful on female bison in zoos for 20 years, and all eyes are now on Catalina Island. It's the only free-ranging bison herd in the U.S. that's being managed with contraception. Biologist Julie King says removing bison altogether is off the table. They're big business.
So many people come here because it's closer than going to South Dakota or to Montana to see bison.
Each summer, thousands of tourists climb into those jeeps for a day trip into the interior and a chance to catch a glimpse at a wild bison roaming a Pacific island. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.